Namaste. My name is Louis Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about what to do after you separate. The first step after a breakup is to release your emotions, sadness, anger, fear, confusion, and all the rest. Emotions don't always make sense, yet they shape who we are. If we suppress them, starting a new relationship becomes a disaster. Why? Because we attract what we suppress and end up repeating the old story. Emotions are not logical, okay? But we have to release them. The best approach is feeling-based and body-oriented therapy, which also helps release the deeper traumas that contributed to the separation. Ask yourself, could you speak freely and share all your emotions? Could you be authentic? Could you solve your money problems together? Was your sex life fulfilling? These questions bring clarity and reveal the real issues behind the breakup. What happens when someone breaks up with us? We blame ourselves. We ignore red flags. We lose self-awareness. We take all the responsibility for the breakup. This affects confidence, self-worth, our future outlook, how we deal with loneliness and self-love. Ask this yourself. We also grieve not only the person but the future we imagine with them. Stop their idealization. You are not really missing them, you are missing the version of them you idealized. The future you thought they promised. The moments you believed were the truth. The comfort of certainty. The illusion that they were right for you. Be shamelessly honest with yourself. Clarity heals. Be shameless, honest with yourself. Clarity heals. Idealization traps. Write down what actually happened. What did they really do? What didn't they do? No fantasies, just facts. And now comes the foundation of a long-term relationship. There are three essential elements. You feel seen, you feel supported, and you feel safe. And you feel, I would say also you feel respected. If these three are missing, the relationship cannot last. Break the repetition of the mind. Science has shown emotions create thoughts, but thoughts cannot create emotions. This is confirmed by psychology, neuroscience, meditation, and spiritual tradition. And all this positive thinking is just BS and not truth. Science has shown emotions create thoughts, but thoughts cannot create emotions. That is to 100% proved. That's why we keep replaying the same thoughts about the relationship until we release the emotion underneath. Think over what is true. For a meditation master like me, you have to know 80% of our thoughts are created through fears. Get rid of the fears. No? And otherwise you cannot meditate good. No? Every minute spent releasing negative emotions saves you at least 20 minutes of overthinking. Just 1 minute, release the negative feelings. The path forward is not about erasing the past, it's about releasing the emotions tied to it so you can live with clarity and freedom. Thank you, Dr. Could speak about this and bye.